Ramble.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we have Maggie and Rachel. Becky is out this morning. Hi. She has something very important to do. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she would be here with us. I know.
Let's leave a space for her.
Yeah. I mean, around this time of year, it's, you know, we're getting into the fall. I'm getting bigger. You know, we're gonna be storing up for winter. Missing some podcasts.
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough. I'm starting to think about maternity leave and all those crazy things.
Yeah,
no, I think we're gonna have to get Matt on this pod before too
long.
Yes, I mean, dare you say that? The internet will go wild.
I know. The internet will go wild the second we mention that Matt is coming
because he's coming.
He's such a well kept secret.
Yeah,
truly,
winter is coming. Matt will be here.
Winter's coming sometime. And Matt will be here. Today, we have quite a few things to talk about. So today we're going to catch up on medical myths with Maggie.
Just more like medical facts, but we still got a working title.
Code Maggie.
Yes.
Okay. I like that a lot. And then we're going to answer a couple of questions that people wrote in. Or maybe we're going to start with that.
Yeah, let's start with it.
You want to start with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull up those questions.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay. Okay. So question number one, I thought this was perfect for us because the title was Brides and Babies.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we've got Amy. Congrats to all. I'm so happy for you ladies. And my friend group is in a similar quarantine boat. I got engaged right before quarantine, so no wedding for a while. And tonight, my best friend, who has had trouble conceiving, found out she is pregnant.
Oh, congrats to you both.
No, congratulations. That's huge. Just big life changes.
That is huge.
How do I feel comfortable shopping for a wedding dress? Ugh. It's such an important decision, and I don't know where to start. Do you think a maroon or black dress is less formal?
Oh.
What should I do to help my friend while she's pregnant? What is the best present or face-to-face help you had while pregnant? Thanks for the help, Amy.
Oh, Amy. I love that question.
I know.
Well, we have brides.
I know.
And we have babies.
I feel like this is advice for me as well.
Yeah.
So the first part of the question was the safety of trying on wedding dresses, was it?
Yeah. Kind of, I think we could open this up to just, you know, what's it like being engaged right now?
Yeah.
What are you dealing with?
I mean, I feel like it's different depending on what sort of wedding you want.
Mm-hmm.
Zach and I are kind of still in the honeymoon phase of being engaged and haven't really like sat down to talk about what it is we want. He did like set like a calendar invite for me and him, and he's like,
stop,
to sit down and talk about what we want in a wedding, just to make sure we're both on the same page.
It's on your calendar.
Is it like a lunch meeting or like
a dinner? It was supposed to be over the weekend, but obviously we didn't get to it because always things are coming up. But
it was just on the calendar, Maggie.
I
thought that's the calendar.
I know, that's why we put it on the calendar.
I know. I'm so mad. I feel like it's just gonna come down to like a year's gonna pass, and I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I still haven't thought about it, but I get to thinking.
I don't know. It just seems
there's no rush.
There is no rush.
Also, you probably think about it every day, right?
Yeah. Or I don't know. There's like some days where I'm like, Zach, let's just go to Big Sur. Let's get married in the Redwoods up in Santa Cruz. Like, it'll be great. And then there's other parts of me where I'm like, I want both of my families to like come together and be excited and be able to meet each other. Because like that's the only like ceremony that you do.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Get with that many people.
Mm-hmm. And may so, like, I just waiting, say,
what?
You can do both.
You can do both.
You could do both
you
if you wanted.
You can have as many parties as you want.
I know.
Yeah. Celebrate yourself.
I just want everyone to be comfortable. So right. I don't want to impose on anyone. So we're still brainstorming and thinking of what we're going to do.
Well.
So my advice is, well, I guess this wasn't part of the actual question, but.
But give the advice anyway.
Who cares?
Do what you want. There's no pressure to do anything that you're not comfortable with, and take as long as you need because times aren't pressing right now. If you want to elope next weekend, go for it. If you want to wait.
It's almost like time doesn't exist right now.
No.
Yeah. There. It. Time is like a black hole from February to who knows when.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So but everyone keeps telling me, they're like, well, if you want to have it in 2022, you better start thinking about it because those are going to book up too. And I'm like, what do I do? Oh,
that'll always be an option.
Yeah.
Have it in like a backyard or something.
I would be so happy to have it in a backyard.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Well, okay. So what was the best wedding you've ever been to? Like what was sort of that dream wedding that you imagined being, you know, you're like, oh, this would be so nice. This is so lovely.
This is the moment which Ariel and I both wish you had been at our weddings.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I would have loved that. If I could like travel back in time and just be a fly on the wall, yes! Like soaring through your wedding.
Yes. Oh,
I'd be so happy. No, but you guys are obviously going to both be at my wedding, but.
Yes, I know. I can't wait.
And your babies.
Unless you decide to go elope, and then that's up to you. And I'll hear every detail.
You do you.
I don't know.
Or
only time will tell.
Yes, that's true.
What was your wedding like, Rach?
My wedding was in Ojai.
That's right. I've seen pictures.
So beautiful.
And it was so nice. It was on a farm that doesn't do weddings, but they just said yes to us for no reason at all.
Because you're fantastic.
How did you find out about said farm? And like, how did you think to ask?
I found them on VRBO and wrote to them and they said, yeah, come on by. And the woman who owns the property had just bought it like 3 weeks before.
Oh, wow.
And we came by on New Year's Day and she was like, yeah. And we signed a contract like a week later, gave her a deposit. And then she was like, don't tell anyone you're getting married here. Tell everyone. She literally was like, tell people who ask that you're my niece and that's why I let you have a wedding here. I don't want to have weddings.
Oh, gotcha.
So it had nothing to do with my wedding because it had not happened yet. But she just didn't want to be a part of the wedding industry. Yeah. But we had already signed a contract and given her money. So we still had it there.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
So you can't have weddings there. But we did. It was like a giant avocado farm. And citrus farm. Anyways, and we had it outside and we DIY'd a lot of stuff. We like handmade all kinds of stuff. These neon canvas strips that were like 12 feet tall that we dyed in our kitchen and then hung up as our backdrop. I'll show you photos.
You were so cute. I love that you DIY'd everything.
We made a moon out of like wood, like a 8 foot tall moon with a little bench on it. And we hung all these sparkly things behind it. And our DP friends lit it with lights and like gaffer friends brought lights and they set it up. And that was like a little place where you could take photos, like a photo booth.
That's cute.
My grandparents sat on one at their prom in the like late 1940s and we based it on that.
That's really cute.
So
I have
photos of them and then photos of us.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cute. It was very sweet. But we also, this is why I say both all the time, we eloped first. We ran off to the Santa Barbara courthouse like 5 months prior and just got married, just us and Clementine.
Oh.
And Clementine. Clementine.
So you, Zach, and Bowie could go get married and you could have a wedding and you could go to Big Sur. You can do whatever your little heart desires.
That's so cute. I've always like, joke to Zach that Bowie's gonna be at our wedding, but he recognizes faces and it like absorbs people's emotions so quick that he would legit shit himself if he tried to walk down the aisle and saw
recommend.
Like over 50 people he knew. He would just be so beside himself. There would be many like moans. So Zach was like, we'll just name like a cocktail after him and that will be his presence at
that's
the wedding.
So smart.
That's right.
That's so smart.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I was like, I want Bowie at our wedding.
You don't.
He's too wild.
Clementine, who's not wild at all, totally took on the emotions of the weekend and acted like a bad dog from the whole weekend. She was just out of control.
Yeah.
And she wasn't in the wedding.
He's so sensitive to energy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't recommend that Bowie's there.
I want him there.
I know.
Listen,
he looks so cute in like a little bow tie or something.
Yeah.
You won't have
like a
second
flower
for
arrangement
him.
Around his neck.
Oh. Flower
the crown. Flower crown.
No, our wedding was I'm not gonna say the opposite. It was very heavily planned.
Yeah.
It was at a museum.
In Chicago.
It was at the Chicago History Museum.
Very epic and cool.
It was
very
epic and cool. And it was like, we invited 125 people. And, you know, everything, it was, you know, we had the caterer and all that kind of stuff. It was big. I think the only thing that we DIY'd, even though I'm like a huge DIY person and I had like all these Pinterest boards of all the things that I wanted to DIY, there was no time. Yeah. There was just no time. And there you guys, was so...
Oh, no, your engagement was like 2 years, right?
It was 2 years. You would think in 2 years we would have time. But no, it just got up to like the last few weeks. And, yeah. and there was just so much to do. And so the only thing that we DIY'd is we tied little bows around the programs. And I sourced these enormous like taffy candies mm-hmm. that were like the size of a hot dog and put and had those put on every table or, you know, like every plate. And of course, like the booze was a big thing for us. We had like the most open bar that you could possibly have. We actually had two bars.
Wow.
And there was champagne at the ceremony. So yes. As you walk into the ceremony, yes. you get champagne.
Oh my gosh.
Prickly pear margaritas at the ceremony.
Right? I feel like that's
fancy.
One way.
That we handmade. We also had watermelon lemonade, and I was like pureeing watermelon the day of our wedding.
I want to be at Rachel's wedding.
That sounds great. I feel great.
This wedding. It would have been so cute.
We will be at Maggie's. Your wedding, because we can't do anything right now. Yeah. It's going to be the wedding of the century. Like, I want to start outfit planning for myself and the girls now.
Do it.
I know.
Now. Do it.
I totally do. Okay, so are you thinking about like what are some of the things that you can do in quarantine?
Can you dress shop in quarantine? Because I think Amy was asking like, how do I dress shop?
Yeah. Right?
Can you order things?
I haven't actually done this much research into dress shopping yet, but I assume that dress like places are open with limited capacity.
Yeah.
And I don't see a problem trying on dresses, but it would mm-hmm. probably have to be like whoever is closest to you.
Right. Your mom and your
it
sister.
It won't be there, like your entire, if you plan to have a bridal party, it won't be like everyone there. Especially with traveling, I feel like a lot of people have friends from out of state.
Well, since we're in your quarantine pod, if you need anyone to come, I volunteer as tribute.
We could bring the baby.
Oh, we could bring the booze.
Let a party. June Poppy and Wes decide my dress.
Oh my goodness. So cute. They would run amok in a wedding dress store.
They would have the time of their lives. I don't know if the store associates would like it.
No. I'm sure the store associates would not like it, actually. But I'm just imagining Wes and June chasing each other around and then Poppy just touching all the fabric.
Oh my God.
She just gently likes to stroke things. Oh man.
How do we feel about other colored wedding dresses?
Oh yeah. Well, yours was not.
Mine was not white.
Yeah.
And I never really looked for white dresses. It just didn't feel like my vibe.
Yeah. I think it should be on what you feel most beautiful in.
Right.
I think so too. Because if you feel comfortable and you feel beautiful, that will radiate off of you.
100%.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think white does make a lot of people feel bridal.
Yeah.
And like epic, like wedding. I actually tried on a black one. It was like a vintage one from the 50s. It was very cool.
Was it like a black wedding dress?
It was a black wedding dress, but it had boning and lace and was very uncomfortable. But mine was like kind of a like very neutral blush color.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
With like floofs.
With floofs, with lots so many ruffles. Little layers of floofs. You had like a very traditional white dress.
I had a very traditional. It was ivory because I don't think anybody actually looks good in that like bright white. Like the sort of almost iridescent white.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of dresses out there that are that color. And maybe, I mean, actually, I shouldn't say nobody looks good in that because there definitely are people who look good in that. But I do not look good in that color. It's just sort of I don't know. I like it. It almost reflects like the snow, you know. And so I had sort of like an ivory dress. But I did the typical dress shopping where I went to the bridal store, and I think I went a couple times. But I did some research online first, and when I actually went by myself. I went by myself because I didn't want the pressure of
picking something
of like having all these people looking at me.
Entertaining people. Yeah.
And like it's such a it's such a like a personal thing where when you're looking at wedding dresses and trying to figure out, because I had absolutely no idea what would look good on me. I'd never worn a formal dress like that before or had so many choices for what a formal dress
looked like.
Could look like, you know, like, do I look good in mermaid dresses? Do I look good in ball gowns? Do I look good in this or that? You know, like I maybe worn a couple prom dresses in my life, but they were always just like the one, you know, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll wear that one.
Yeah.
But this is like, I want it to be perfect. And so I had to go by myself just because I also didn't want, you know, I didn't want people commenting and looking at my body and you know, being like, you know, I didn't want my mom to be like, oh, that one looks beautiful, but I don't think it looks beautiful. And then having to explain to someone, I actually don't like it, you know? And it would just turn into this.
There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it would turn into this huge emotional thing. And so the first time I just went by myself.
Yeah.
And I tried on probably 15 dresses just to see what I liked, you know, and talk to a neutral party. I like, you know, basically made friends with this, with like the salesperson there. And she's like, you know, she's helping me like clip things and all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, what do you think? Do you think that this is like sexy or is this trashy? You know,
like, and she's like, in a see-through dress.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like too much cleavage,
or
like
just,
I don't know, what do you think? So the one that I ended up choosing was like a plunging neckline.
The saleswoman's like, just right.
Just the right amount of cleavage. And then I sort of narrowed it down to what I kind of knew that I wanted. And then I invited people to come with me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's smart.
And
because at least you know what style it is. Because when I go shopping for clothes, I don't think I'm the type of person that goes alone. I don't really bring people with me because I am the most indecisive person. And
it's too stressful.
I need time to think. Yeah. I think I could bring like a close, maybe my sister or my mom.
Or
a close, really close friend. But
my sister 100% is the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
I could bring my sister.
But I'm trying to think of like how some people bring like their 10 closest friends with them. I was like, how do you make a decision? I feel like everyone, it's such a personal choice.
Well, and on Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh, yeah.
You know that show. That's so dramatic. People, the mom's crying. She's like, I want the one with the bow. And the girl's like, I don't look good in that. And it's like, there's so much drama.
Yeah.
It's just a dress.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. So I guess I didn't realize that this was going to be my recommendation, but I do recommend going by yourself first just to know what you like.
Very COVID friendly.
Very COVID friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then once you've sort of decided, oh, okay, I actually want like a slip dress that, you know, has a little bit of like an A-line on the bottom, then you know what to look for. And you know that the dresses that you try on and that your mom's going to get attached to are going to be
all I know is I don't want to be in one that looks like I'm eating Zach. You know what I mean?
Like a cupcake?
Like a cupcake one. Because Zach's already like a tiny man. So I don't want to like seem like I'm like engulfing him in my dress.
I do love how that's like a consideration.
He's so teeny. The dress can't be huge.
It can't be humongous.
Yeah. I thought the same thing with my heels because Ned and I are like a half inch apart in height.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want to be towering over him,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I thought to myself, okay, well, like platforms would be more comfortable than say just regular heels, but a platform's going to add like 3-4 inches and that's going to be too much because we're, you know.
Yeah.
I love doing for fancy comfort. Shoes. I wore
you'd be dancing a lot at weddings.
Yeah. I wore dance rehearsal ballet slippers that I bought from a dance company for $16. That's what I wore. They were so comfy. No one could see them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody's gonna see if you're wearing like a full-length dress, it doesn't matter. Be comfortable.
Are you excited to go dress shopping?
I am. I don't know when.
Is it on the agenda ever? Not yet.
Not yet.
No rush.
I think you do need to know time of year and venue before you can pick a dress.
Yeah, oh, and absolutely. Then I don't know, like, I don't know what our plans are yet.
Yeah, so it's running hard off to Big Sur, that's different from then like having
exactly
a wedding on right. the beach, which is different from whatever.
Yeah, Big Sur, I can see Maggie wearing like a very elegant like onesie. You know, like sort of wide leg, but plunging neckline, sleeveless.
Oh,
that's
wow.
that's
maybe
what
we
imagine.
Should do a podcast where we each get to pick a dress for Maggie to wear.
Oh yeah,
I'll take a note of it and then I'll go
try it
snap
on.
Some selfies.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But yeah, I see like you know in the middle of the redwoods. Uh-huh. I feel like you know Maggie's got sort of the elegant pantsuit type of
I
situation.
I love pantsuits.
I know
I
you do, and you look good in them.
I love pantsuits. They're so comfortable.
But then you know if it's going to be sort of the traditional, I'm like your family is Peruvian. Mm-hmm. Is there like a is your mom does your mom want you to get married in a church?
She doesn't put that pressure on me. I mean,
that's good.
Like I did what grow up in a Catholic household, but
yeah,
it's whatever.
That's good.
Whatever we want.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Because, I mean, if it was like a church wedding,
that's very
then,
different.
You know, those traditional dresses are mm-hmm. very appropriate for church mm-hmm. weddings.
Yeah.
You know, you've got these huge, like white towering flower arrangements, and you have to wear the dress with like at least a little train. You know, when you're walking down the aisle of a Catholic church.
You need a train.
You need a train. Right? We've all seen Sound of Music.
Yes.
Yes, we have. Well, and her best friend's pregnant.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So what are things, Ariel, that's helped you feel supported
that's a
during
great
your
question.
Time in quarantine?
What can your friends do?
I'm trying to remember what I needed in the first one. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, the baby shower was so special, you guys.
Aww.
It really, really was. And we're not doing one this time. Not just because of COVID. I mean, COVID definitely, like we would have a party in a heartbeat if it wasn't quarantine. But we also don't need a damn thing.
Right.
We need absolutely right. nothing.
Yeah. You got a lot of hand-me-down, especially.
Yeah, yeah.
From
but,
West.
But I'm like, you know, just celebrating the fact that this is all happening,
mm-hmm, right.
I feel like was a really big deal for mm-hmm. me because, you know, you're going through a huge life thing. And I feel like it's similar with like an engagement. Like you guys would have had an engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
You would have had a big old blowout, mm-hmm. you know, where we could all celebrate and we could all just be like, you know, finally, we love you so much. Like it's happening.
Hugging, cheersing.
Yeah. 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 And so with those not happening, I think still recognizing that there are these huge life changes that are going on, because that's one thing that in quarantine, I feel like we all sort of just get caught up in what we're doing in our lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I've got to take care of the kids. I've got to, you know, do this Zoom call at work. I have to clean the house, make sure everything, you know, it's like you just sort of get into your routine and you get into just, you know, whatever is happening that day,
mm-hmm.
and you sort of lose track of the milestone moments,
yeah,
you know, and if you don't have a party that's been planned or you know something like that, then maybe those things will go uncelebrated. I hope yeah. not.
No, I feel like you're still like reflecting on just the whole big. I mean, this is the only thing I know. We'll get engaged once, hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I will only get engaged once, but like it doesn't, I don't think it, it takes away value from,
oh, no.
or like being pregnant in quarantine. I don't think just because you can't have a party doesn't mean that it's not any more special than if it were out
right.
of quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you guys going to have like a Zoom party or something like that?
I feel like Zach and I will, we have no problem in making up for lost time once it's safe.
You know? Like, yes, absolutely.
Like it's not going to.
So you're going to have a wedding week at some point.
Yeah, it's going to be a month long.
7 days of parties.
It's just
the engagement month. Party, the bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. If I could do like Camp Saggy, that would be so cool.
What is Camp Saggy?
Like if we just like rent out like a summer camp.
My friends did that on the East Coast.
Really?
And they combined their names like that too. Camp Kaluk. Kelsey and Luke.
And we went.
There was a lake.
I would love that.
We swam, we played, we slept in bunk beds.
Canoeing.
That sounds amazing.
Right?
That sounds so fun.
It's so fun. You should do it.
I miss summer camp, so.
Camp Saggy.
I
love that. Yeah. I've never heard you combine your names like that. Zaggy.
Really?
Zaggy.
Yeah. I've always heard.
Match?
Match?
No, I have not heard Match.
No one
either.
Says Match.
It's always your last names. It's always.
Oh, Cornstamonte.
Cornstamonte.
That's too hard. That doesn't roll off the tongue like Zaggy.
I know.
Zaggy's good.
Steffi, who's Zach's sister, sent us a blanket that had Zaggy embroidered onto it shortly after we got engaged. It's so cute. It's sitting in our living room. I love it so much.
Camp Bowie.
That's cute.
Dogs invited.
I would love it. We can make camp t-shirts.
Oh my gosh.
As a souvenir from the weekend.
Yes.
The week, the month.
We could have like tree barks where everyone signs it.
Yes.
Oh man.
S'mores.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that store? Of course you know this store. A summer camp in Ojai?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
No.
Ugh, you'd love it.
Wait, is it a store? Yes, I've been there.
Yeah, it's a store. That teeny little store that used to be a gas station that they turned into a cute store.
Yeah.
I feel like we should make everything cute like that.
Yeah. Bandanas embroidered.
Cute.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Love it. We're there. We're ready. We're ready to plan. 2024. Here we come.
Yeah. Rachel will produce your wedding for you.
Yes, please. She also does weddings.
I know.
I did run a budget and have like a calendar for my wedding that I've shared with like 5 or 6 people who've gotten engaged and wanted to get married in Ojai. I was like, here are my vendors. Here's my budget. Here's my stuff. Feel free to copy.
I mean, I feel like production isn't that different from wedding planning.
No, it's just a live event instead of a planned out video, but same.
What is our next question?
Yeah.
What should we
do now?
Okay. So I also found a question that I thought would be perfect for us because you both, I think, are on the same page as me with interior design stuff.
Yes.
How much do we love talking about interior design?
Love Ariel's style.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. I love your style. That's sort of where I was going with that.
We are just trying to make our houses look more like your house at every turn.
Stop. You know what? So Michelle, our nanny, has been, so the girls and Wes are hanging out.
They're also a pod.
Because they're friends.
Aww, they're friends.
Because, you know, kids, like, you know, Wes has 3 friends right now. And the other day, I don't know if I've told you guys this or if I've told the pod this. The other day he sat down, and sort of looked at me. We were like eating a popsicle or something. And he goes, want to see friends?
Oh.
And I said, me too, bud.
Yeah.
We'll go see our friends soon.
Yeah.
You know, and so he has Poppy, June, and Quinn, who's his friend from like infancy. And so Michelle was saying that your style is just like ours, but more colorful. It's more colorful.
It's slightly out of the blue, gold accent, neutral tones, and a little more colorful, but it is similar.
You guys have like red and orange. And Rachel is super into citrus.
It's true.
What a weird thing.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, your dog's name is Clementine.
That's true.
You got married on a citrus farm.
That's true.
We
have a thing going.
I think
we
like
oranges
here.
Like orange tones, pinks.
I think there's a
but
theme.
You guys also live in like this gorgeous, like very limited color scheme, very like soothing. Your living room is just so filled with light and all these like neutral tones.
I feel like it's lots of neutral tones. I've introduced some Moroccan pillows because I was missing some color.
I like that.
But
it's sort of like a California modern feel.
Yeah.
You know, because it's sort of that beachy, like those lighter tones.
Yeah. A Moroccan wedding blanket I could see, you know, with like the textures and like all in the same like scheme.
I have forever been afraid of having a light colored couch.
I understand why.
Yes.
How do you guys do?
The couch fabric that we got is like kid and dog proof. So it's like pretty easy to get stains out, but I would I don't think I could ever have a white couch.
Right.
Unless like the cushions were machine washable.
Mm-hmm. But even which then, who wants to
many
wash
of them are.
Who wants to wash them all the time?
I know.
All right. We have Sierra. Hello, everyone. I am a 21-year-old woman who graduated college this year with a medical coding specialist degree. That sounds very intense.
Very dope.
I finally got certified and got a job in my degree.
Congrats.
That's huge, especially in a pandemic.
Yes.
After everything starting to fall into place. My question is, what are the essentials for a new apartment owner? We've all been through this. I currently live with my parents so I can save up money and pay off my car and student loans. I don't really have house stuff besides candles and some things my parents will pass down. Isn't that how it all happens?
Mm-hmm.
If you could answer, that would be amazing. Love you guys and thank you so much. Sierra, like Sierra missed.
I think my big two items that I think if I could have nothing in my apartment, I would definitely need a trash can, because when we first moved into a new place, we didn't have any sort of anything, and we had nowhere to, we just had like cardboard boxes like filled with our things. And then my second one to make cooking a lot easier would be a good set of knives. It doesn't have to be like a whole block, but just like two or three knives that you really like, because it actually makes cooking a lot faster if you have good knives.
A chef's knife and a paring knife.
Yeah.
I feel like you need the big ones. Just, for people who are going into like a store and they're like, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
A big knife and a little knife.
Yeah. Don't be using butter knives to cut your vegetables, because not only are you more likely to cut yourself that way, but it's just, it takes so much longer.
Yeah.
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 And you can really get the apartment, like the essentials for an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk, you need something to sleep on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You need a mattress.
You
don't need a bed frame.
You do not need a bed frame.
But you can buy one on Amazon for like $50.
Sure. IKEA, I mean, IKEA is great for first apartment stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think when I moved to LA and had nothing, even though it was not my first apartment, I just went to IKEA and got the things I needed. Yeah.
And they have surprisingly cute stuff.
Yeah.
Like people knock IKEA for, you know, being like cheap and everybody can tell if it's an IKEA thing. And if you get, you know, the IKEA chair, then yes, people are going to know it's IKEA. But there are other things at IKEA that are, you know, functional and cute and also very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
still use my first apartment's bed. What is it called?
Like a
bed frame?
Bed frame. Yeah. It's just like three pieces that snap together. Zach and I still use it. And we just got a nice headboard to make it look like it's a nice bed. It's not a nice bed. It's like a $200.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Because headboards, you can DIY a headboard too.
But first apartment, no headboard.
No headboard. Throw pillows against the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a headboard when I first moved into my own apartment, but we have moved multiple times since that. And I've heard horror stories of people trying to move their bed frames into a new place and like have had to take like jackhammers and like split them in half. Yeah. So get something versatile and easy to move.
Totally.
Because hopefully you get to stay for a couple years, but in the occasion that you have to move in a year, try not to accumulate too many things that are hard to move.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you can get a mattress from your parents, that's big, because mattresses are a big purchase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need to bring the box spring, because those are impossible to transport. You can get a box spring on Amazon that you just sort of build. They're like these metal box springs, and they come in a box, you know, so it's not this huge honking full size thing.
So you have
thing.
A box spring?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
I do not.
You don't have a box spring?
No.
You have like a bed that doesn't need a box spring.
I hope so.
I think I just like the height from the box
spring. I like the height too.
Yeah.
But so what I'm thinking with the box spring is you don't need a bed frame if you have a box spring, because then you get the height off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also put a mattress on a bed frame, you know, as long as it has slats.
Yeah,
then,
that's what
then,
we do.
Then your mattress is supported and you should be fine. Yeah, but you don't need a headboard, but you could DIY it. You could also like paint the wall in like, you know, paint a headboard on the wall and then it looks like you have
beautiful.
A headboard or something like that.
Totally.
But you don't have to buy the furniture.
I've seen people use like cotton or curtain rods and then like hang pillows on them as a bed or as
so
a headboard.
Cute.
Super
that's
cute. Really cute.
Yeah.
If
I
you're
love
crafty.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the other must-haves? You have to have some knives, a trash can, a bed.
Mm-hmm. I think you need lamps. That I know that that's getting into like maybe, you know, maybe don't need territory, but I am a huge lamp person. And I think we never turn on the overheads at our house.
Mm-hmm.
I think that lamps just make everything more cozy. Lamps and rugs.
Yeah.
Like those are two things that somebody moving into their first apartment is not going to spend the money to buy. But I think that making a house feel like a home, those are some of the most important things that you need is mm-hmm. a lamp and a rug, because it's just going to make the space feel like you live there
mm-hmm.
and not like you're squatting, you know?
What about dishes?
Do
you need a whole set of dishes? No.
Zach and I only have like 4 plates for the reason that I don't like the sink to start overflowing with dishes. Uh-huh. So I give ourselves, I think we may have like 6. We have like 4 nice ones and then 2 like extras. But I hate seeing mountain of dishes. So that gives me
Do you have a dinner party?
I know. But what if you have people over for dinner?
A lot of people don't like coming to ours because we live in an apartment. So we go to all your houses.
And we only have 4 plates. So yeah. Why would anybody come over? No. Yeah. We've had dinner at your house before.
And we have like a tiny dining room table. We don't have like a formal dining space. Mm-hmm. So like when we do have people over, it's us either cooking family style or like potluck style. And then,
yeah.
Or we all get takeout and sit on the couch.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it really depends on your entertaining style.
But if you're like living on your own.
Right.
I don't think you need 12 plates.
No.
Recent college graduates are not expecting you to have plates for them.
Yeah. 4 plates, 4 mugs, 4 cups. You know, you don't need a full bar. You don't need any of that kind of stuff.
What alcohol do you need when you move into your first apartment?
That's a great question. I've never really thought about it that way. Probably
a case of Trulies and a
case
a bottle of
Trulies.
Rosé.
Yeah, you're gonna need some White Claw. You know, I would say, okay, if you're like a fancy person who wants to have a nice bar, I would get a nice bottle of tequila, mm-hmm. a nice bottle of gin,
mm-hmm.
and Those are the ones that I drink, so I don't know what else to get.
I mean, what do 21-year-olds drink? They're probably drinking vodka.
Vodka.
Put vodka in the freezer. Doesn't have to be that nice.
No, it does not have to be nice vodka. Nobody's going to care if it's not good vodka. No.
You can make yourself cocktails that aren't. Like, you can muddle some strawberries, some vodka, some liqueur.
And muddle.
Yummy.
You do not need a muddler to muddle. You can muddle with a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you do need cups to drink out of. Yep, do not go drinking your wine out of a mug. That is, I get it. It's your first apartment. Get yourself some glasses. Drink water out of glasses, not mugs.
I used to do that.
I did too.
I know.
It tastes
but
just
this
fine.
Is, yeah. Come on, ladies. We're going for like, you're going to have 4 plates. You're going to have 4 sets of silverware. And a set of silverware is 3 pieces. We're talking fork, knife, spoon. We're not just living with forks here.
When I lived in Portland, I was nomadic and I lived with the location manager of Portlandia for a while. And she was like a grown-up woman who had a trick. And every evening we would walk her dog and she would pour wine into mugs so no one would know we were drinking wine. And we would drink wine on our evening walks and we would pop by the local bar and they would refill our wine mugs.
Stop!
So through funny. The walk.
like a little...
like just a little
like a koozie.
Off, yeah. But you have to drink the first glass because it's not going to match, right? So you've got to get that down before you pass by the bar.
I
pop in with
that.
The dog, say hi. They'd top us off. We'd walk the rest of the way home.
I do that with my reusables at the movie theater. Zach and I would split. He'd put his little weed soda. I get my little bottle my little cup of rosé, and we walk into the movie theaters as if we have like tea or something.
Yeah, I do the same thing at the movie theater.
Well, actually, Zach would bring tea in most of the time,
and I feel so naughty doing it. But like, and there have definitely been times.
Well, these are movie theaters that allow alcohol. They have a bar. So it's not like
you can't just completely bring to any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've definitely done that. Yeah. Before they served alcohol at the movie theater, I would literally bring a mason jar full of wine.
A mason jar? That's a lot.
And they would like, well, you know, movies a long time.
Movies, 3 hours sometimes.
Could be a 3 hour movie. Oh, true. And I'm usually sharing with Ned. We'll like pass our mason jar back and forth.
Oh my God.
I know. Arrest me. I like having wine when I'm watching a movie.
I know.
Right?
Just saying, there's a time for wine and mugs.
Yes.
When you're in public.
Another thing that I have done is when Ned used to be on a championship soccer team. When we moved to LA, he mm-hmm. would play soccer every Sunday morning. And we would invite people over to like watch his soccer games. And I would bring, you know, mimosas or something like
that. Mom.
And we would drink them out of reusable coffee cups.
Ooh.
You know, so we'd be drinking our champagne
or coffee
out of our reusable coffee cups, and we're just like drinking our coffee. No big deal.
No big deal. What else do you need, Mags, for a first apartment? Do you need a sofa?
A futon would be nice because not only does it serve as an extra bed for a friend, but it could also serve as a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'd say don't go too expensive if you are getting a sofa futon. Because this one is not going to, this is not your forever sofa.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to move around a few times, like, you know, get the under $500 sofa. All right, moving on.
Maggie.
Let's get into our medical Margaret.
Medical Code Margaret.
Maggie.
Still the working name.
Paging Maggie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Paging Dr. No.
Paging Dr. Margaret.
Maggie.
So Code Maggie. Let me know in the comments what you guys think we should call this segment. But I really like medical facts and talking about things that are common misconceptions.
I can't
imagine
why. Are
things actually true?
Why you're interested in medical facts.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just like discussing them. But something I found out a couple years ago, but I forget to have brought up on the podcast, is did you guys know, as mothers, you probably already know, but I'm sure a lot of people in the audience don't know this fact.
Go on.
That when your baby infant is sick, the female body is so amazing that it produces more antibodies, or like it gives the baby what it needs when it is sick. It has more protein, it has more fat. The female body is incredible.
I have heard
it
that.
Is
you have heard that? Did you guys all know that?
No, I don't think I know that.
Yeah.
But
so
I find
if you,
it incredible.
There was a study done and it says that something in the baby's saliva signals the mother to produce something that has more nutrition in it.
Like in breast milk.
In breast milk. So if you could, if you were to compare your breast milk on any normal day and when your baby is starting to come down with like a cold or a flu, it's a lot more viscous and like mm-hmm. yellow because mm-hmm. it has more protein, fat, and antibodies.
Wow.
How mm-hmm. cool is that?
That's very cool.
I was like, wow, we are incredible.
The female body's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, my body's never done that, but wow.
But
the fact that it is capable.
It has the possibility.
Of doing that. My goodness.
I know.
And then the second thing, I was reading that the new Apple Watch came out recently, and it's basically the same, like all the specifications on it is exactly the same, with the exception of it now has a pulse oximeter, which is basically it measures the amount of oxygen in your blood. That's like the main update.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. So basically in the hospital, I mean, we have like a sensor. It's like a dedicated sensor that measures the amount of oxygenated blood that's circulating through you at a given time. It uses like light. And based on light absorption, it's able to measure how much is in your blood at the same time, which I think it's, I don't know if it's coincidental that we're in the middle of the pandemic and this update has come out, but I wanted to talk about it because I feel like there is like someone thinks that they need to have like a pulse oximeter in their house to be able to detect if they have COVID-19.
Interesting.
I think that this tool will be helpful. Like, let's say if you were to take a nap and you may have sleep apnea and you have no idea, this tool could be beneficial in figuring that out and like identifying that. But in regards to diagnosing whether or not you have COVID-19, I don't think.
Right.
It's like a common, I mean, it can measure if you have lower, like if someone were to tell me, hey, Maggie, I did this on my dad and I noticed that his oxygen saturation was like in the 80s. Normally in a healthy person, it should be in the mid to high 90s.
Okay.
If it's any lower, I would recommend that you speak to your doctor. But they use it in the hospital as a last resort. If you are starting to have shortness of breath and like respiratory distress, it's one of the last things that will come.
Huh.
That will show. Like you will start to show like increased work of breathing. You may have like darker extremities or bluer lips before your oxygen saturation follows.
And so what?
It's a late.
What causes your oxygen saturation levels to go down? Yeah. Like why would you want to know that? Like what would be like the underlying factor?
I mean, if you have like chronic lung issues, it could help. Like let's say you're ambulating and you have an Apple Watch and you know that you have chronic lung disease, it could measure and you'd be like, oh, maybe I should sit down for a second and like let my body.
I love how you use the word ambulating.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like instead of like, hey, maybe you're walking around.
This is why you guys have to stop me and be like, wait, what is that? What is that?
Yeah, what's ambulating?
Ambulating means walking around.
Walking around.
Yeah. It just means
walking around. I know. I'm running errands and I'm ambulating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there should be no reason. And I think that sometimes, like I'm sure you guys have heard of Owlet.
Yes.
Have you guys heard of that?
Yes, of
that
course.
That causes a lot of anxiety. Stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
Are you worried that the Apple Watch is going to do the same thing?
Yeah, I think it's it's a tool.
Interesting.
But we have to, I know the Owlet is basically for people who are listening that don't know what this is. It's a sock kind of device that you can put on a newborn to monitor their heart rate and monitor their blood oxygen saturation. And I've heard a lot of mothers that I've met have like that have them. It creates a lot of anxiety. It does give like information if your child is high risk for having sudden infant death syndrome, but it is just a tool. And you have to remember that like the Apple Watches aren't calibrated the same way that medical devices are.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nor is the Owlet.
Nor is the Owlet.
Yeah. And it has been you.
It has been
notifications all the time.
Yeah. So
without a lot of like,
let's say like it gets kicked off like in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. or something like that.
And but you're going to get an alarm on your phone and you're going to be like, my baby is dying.
Yes.
And you go in and they've just kicked it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just remember, if those of you who do buy your oxygen saturation, don't get anxious. Just know it's a tool. And right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I've always been the sort of person that, it's hard to admit it, but like I would prefer not to know, you know, rather than worry all the time.
I think it's just like based on like what is going on with you and your family. Like
right.
If you have a child with medical conditions, like right. I could understand why someone would want to use that.
Right. It's basically like having hospital monitoring.
Yeah.
But maybe slightly
but
less.
It's not hospital.
It's not. It's not. Right. It's not as good.
It's a tool. Yeah.
And it's a tool that you don't know how to use.
Right.
Yeah.
And like the same is true of, you know, a lot of people got at-home Dopplers to listen to their baby's heartbeat.
I have heard about those,
but
yeah.
Because they don't know how to use
them, it, yeah.
They can't find it, and they freak out that their baby has died, and they go in, and then they can find the heartbeat, but they're not, A,
one of my
the Dopplers aren't very good, and B, they aren't capable of like doing them correctly.
Yeah, one of my friends is actually a pediatrician, and she works at an urgent care in South LA. She's had many people come into the ER because the Owlet said something is wrong. Yeah.
Stop.
So,
baby's not acting strangely, totally fine.
Yeah.
But they're like,
their
oxygen saturation is in the
40s. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. I know that Apple Watches, I mean, the amount of sudden infant death syndrome has gone down because they have like all these suggestions for good sleep hygiene with baby, like on their back, no toys in there, and all these things. So, yeah, it's just important to not get too anxious and worked up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm
I am.
Yeah, what's the takeaways?
I mean, I was just the parent of a kid who was in the NICU because she couldn't maintain her oxygen levels, and preemies who were born very small.
Yeah.
I would never get the outlet.
Yeah. Similarly, because, Wes was in the NICU because he couldn't maintain his oxygen levels.
Yeah.
They were the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think.
Or if your kid has like seizures and stuff and you're worried that they're going to have a seizure in the middle of the night and you're not going to know.
Yeah,
like, I would say just sleep in the same room if you can.
Yeah, I think sleeping in the same room is the number one recommendation. And making sure your infant newborn is getting up like every 2 hours to eat and be held like they're supposed to in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have thought about getting an Apple Watch. You are an avid wearer of the Apple Watch.
I am. I like the timers.
Yeah. Oh, genius.
I'm a big timer person. Yeah.
Like, what do you, so you set timers for yourself?
Yeah, I set timers for myself both at home, but like a lot of the time at work too. Like I just don't want like pumps to beep. Like it's like my, I used to work night shift. So I was always like, don't let the pumps beep. I don't want to wake anybody up. So I'd like make set a timer and make sure that I'd like sneak into the room and adjust the pump before it could be like beep at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Cause the worst thing is like baby newborn just falling
waking
asleep
up.
And the parents are like, there's something beeping in here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You're such a good nurse.
You're so good. Do you know how many times I've been in the hospital? Pump just beeping for like 10 minutes.
I mean, sometimes
minutes.
You have like
calling
what
and
is
calling.
That? Sometimes you have no control. Like sometimes there's pump malfunctions and I like hate when that happens, especially on night shift. And you're like, I'm sorry. I like really try to make sure that pumps don't beep. But sometimes like you're juggling between three people.
Totally.
It happens.
Oh, man.
But we try when we can.
You're so good.
But yeah.
So I am thinking about getting an Apple Watch just for like...
To monitor your pulse oxygenation.
Yeah, you monitor my oxygen levels. No, I think that you would use it well. Like, I know that before you were pregnant, you liked to work out at CrossFit. It's like really cool at like
that's
monitoring your workouts.
That's kind of why I want it. Yeah, yeah. It's just to like sort of monitor... and I find myself in quarantine losing track of time.
Yeah,
and
that like, too.
So I've had to start time boxing myself to get things done. And
I like that it monitors your steps.
Yes.
I've been doing like the 10,000 step challenge with my mom.
And I need to do that. I need to do that more
do
often.
You get
I need
it
to walk more.
Every day?
I do. I get it when I'm at work. It's so easy to get at work. But on my off days, like especially on the weekends, there will be some days where it's like, you should get up. And I'm like, leave me alone.
And I kind of need that. I kind of need something to just tell me, like, get your butt out of your chair and stop looking at your computer.
I like the deep breath ones, too. It's like, you should do
that. They have a deep breath
breathing one. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But I was thinking, should I get, like, the older version or the newer version? And
I don't think it matters because I think, like, the only main update on the new sixth generation one is
the oxygen thing.
Oximeter, yeah.
Fascinating.
Which, I mean, it's the same thing with a thermometer. Like a thermometer is only a tool. It can't diagnose you with COVID-19. Like it is a good tool to have. But especially when I had COVID-19, I would have been able to get through the doors of anywhere because I was afebrile.
Right.
So it's just a tool and it has limitations.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Good to know.
If you want to save money, maybe get the fifth gen.
Yeah.
It does all the same things.
Yeah.
Love it. Can't recommend it.
It is a watch. It tells time.
Yeah.
As if that's why anyone gets it. It tells time.
It tells time.
Well, that was Code Maggie. Comment down below what you think I should call this segment and comment down below other things you want me to talk about.
You're really
about.
Not sold on Code Maggie.
I don't know if I'm not. Not in love with it. But I think I can do better.
We'll see. I think it's adorable.
Maybe I'll keep it. But let me know in the comments below other things you want me to talk about. If you have a fun medical fact that you think the audience would enjoy, please comment down below or email us at youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com.
I'm sure I could come up with some medical myths that
that
I need to know about. I am an avid Googler of medical things when I really should just be texting Maggie.
I don't know everything. I mean,
Maggie texted me about some like financial stuff the other day.
Oh my gosh.
And I went off.
Yeah, she got
welcome. I got into it.
Meaning like you had such a wealth of information to share?
Mm, Yeah, I'd like to think that.
She did.
She had this advice. Put me on that chain.
You want me on that chain? Yes. It was about life insurance. I don't know if anybody wants to know about that.
I passed that off to my husband.
Yeah that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I do want to know more about Watts. I was going to ask you at one point, how you guys met?
Oh.
We'll have to save that for another
one. We'll have to save it. We got to save it.
Okay. Always saving. We're always running out of time.
That's a good story,
though,
but we'll save it.
We're always running out of time.
I know.
Because there's just so many things to talk about.
There is.
And there is so much more to talk about. So, you know, write us. Write us in at youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com.
Yes,
please. Well, we'll see you guys next time. I think Becky will be back.
Yay, Becky
will be back.
Yep. So look forward to that. And yeah, have a good day.